Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Octavia Connor. How are you doing?
Hello, hello, Miss Wanderlyn. I'm doing well. How are you?
I am doing great. I'm doing great. Listen, everybody, this is the queen, should I say, of Say Yes to Profits.
Yes, yes.
And I am certainly glad to have you sharing with us today, because she is one of the partners that we have for the Start, Scale, and Soar 2025 event that's coming up on January 25th. It's absolutely free for all of our On Point with Wanderlyn Stokes and WAOK listeners. And so you can certainly take a part of this great training session. But I want to talk with you, Octavia, about why is it important to have this type of event, especially at the beginning of the year?
Well, I think it's so important because we have to start the year off right. If you want this year to be different than last year, if you don't want to get to next year and you're in the same place as you were last year, then it's uber important around this time to take a moment and pause and receive the strategies that you need to take your business, take your life to the next level. And so that's what this event is all about. You know, whether you're starting out, whether you're at a point where you're ready to scale, whether you're at a point where you're ready to soar to the next level, you're going to receive everything that you need so that this could be the best year ever. And then next year, you'll be like, I am so glad that I attended Start, Scale, Soar. So that's why that is so important, or this event is so important.
Is it important also because we tend to be afraid of really confronting our businesses, and when it comes to money, when it comes to numbers, when it comes to balance sheets, are we afraid or intimidated by numbers? What have you seen in your work?
Yes, that is important. That is definitely something that a lot of business owners face. Oftentimes, they are focused on growing the company, getting the company off the ground or going to the next level, that they don't take the time to really focus on their numbers. And the foundation of a successful business is your finances, right? And if you don't focus on that, it could be a couple of different reasons. It could be because you just don't know what to focus on. It could be because, as you said, Wanderlyn, it's intimidating to really look at your numbers from a non-emotional perspective and understand that these are the things that you need to do to get to the next level. And so oftentimes it can be scary, but it definitely doesn't have to be scary. And that's why this event is so important, because we're going to help you take the fear away. We're going to help you understand how to scale your business with ease by understanding your numbers, understanding the legal aspect, understanding how to build wealth, understanding how to market your business. Like, all of the experts that are going to be there, they're going to make it easy for you to understand these things. So again, you make this year your best year ever.
Wow, that's good. And so that's very important. When you talk about this, starting, what do you mean when you say scale? Because it's start, scale, soar. What does that really mean?
So scale means maybe you have achieved a certain level of success right now, but you haven't been able to identify how to get to that next level, right? And so if we look at it from a number side, maybe you are a six-figure business and you're looking to get to the million-dollar mark, or maybe you're looking to get to that first $100,000 in your business, right? Whatever that number is for you, whatever that next level is for you, that vision, maybe you're ready to get there, but you have felt stuck over the years. You're unclear of what to do to get there. Maybe you have, as of lately, been in that same spot, like you've hit a plateau in your business. Well, scaling means that we're going to show you how to scale to that next level with ease. We're going to show you how to scale to that next level strategically, whatever that next level looks like for you. So as an accountant, right, I often look at the number side of it. But maybe that next level is you need to bring on team members to support you, but financially, you don't know how that looks. You need to bring on a marketing person, or you want to buy a building and you don't know how that looks financially, right? And so everything that you do in your business impacts your financials. And if you're really ready to scale to that next level, you need to be at Start Scale Soar, because we're going to show you how to get to that next level with ease.
What experience or, you know, personal journey that kind of helped to kind of guide you in this direction to say, you know what, I want to do this for others. I want to help empower others.
Oh, Ms. Wonderland, how much time we have.
Okay.
My personal journey, I call it broke, busted, and disgusted. And it is the fuel that allows me to want to really help others. So when I started my entrepreneur journey in 2011, I just honestly thought I was going to be successful out of the gate. But it did not happen like that. I came from corporate America. I was a CFO for a multi-million dollar business. And I was like, well, if I can help them, I can do this for myself. But I started wrong, right? So there wasn't a Start Scale Soar available when I started. And so I didn't have a plan. I didn't have a strategy. I didn't have the right CEO mindset. And I struggled. And I struggled really bad. Like, I literally was 1 month away from foreclosure. I was hiding my truck in the garage. I had many sleepless nights, crying on my porch on a brand new house I had built from the ground up. And I'm sitting in that place at that time about to lose it. And I had to start over. And so when I started over, I did things differently. I developed my mindset. I created a strategy. I understood my own numbers and what to look at. And I built the Say Yes to Profits framework at the time. That's not what I realized I was doing. I was just trying to get out of that struggling stage of my business. And I ended up having a breakthrough to the tune of a multi-six-figure business. And that was back in 2016. And so we've doubled and tripled since then. And I was like, I want to help others do the same thing. There are so many entrepreneurs that are struggling and they don't have to. And once I was able to pull myself out of that struggle, all be thanks to God, I was like, I want to reach back and I want to help others. And so that is what I am personally bringing to my company, Say Yes to Profits. Really, my mission is to help over 1 million entrepreneurs build profitable, successful companies and stop struggling in business. And that's what drives me. That's what keeps me going. That's a part of my purpose, my mission, and my ultimate why. I want to prevent others from going through what I went through and really help them build the profitable business of their dreams.
Wow, that's great. And that's what it's about. You know, sometimes the things that we do experience, we utilize that to really help others. Because when you think about it, you know, how many that are even listening right now, you know, perhaps, you know, credit card bills up so high, or those who have had a dream of starting a business, and you're like, okay, I can do it, but what do I need to do? What's my approach to it? Or those who have, you know, hidden their cars. I can remember, you know, early on in life, hiding my car. And I was living in this like gated area apartment. And and I was like, oh, they're not going to be able to find my car. Until I came out one morning. I said, where is my car? You know, because I was struggling and going through a little bit right then. And I was hoping that I could, you know, get up the money. And I was in that situation. But it taught me a lot. It forced me to kind of look back and say, okay, Wanderlyn, how are you spending your money? What are you doing? You know, how much money are you making? You know, are you spending too much? Do you need to get another job, extra job, find a new job? And so it kind of forced me to look at it. So I understand that. And I too am committed to educating and empowering our audiences, because we want all of our listeners to start, to scale, and to soar. We'll go to break and we'll come back with more of Octavia Connor, CFO of Say Yes to Profits, right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Live well, win well. It's On Point with Wandalyn Stokes, right here, News and Talk 1380 WAOK. We're speaking with Octavia Connor, CFO of Say Yes to Profits. And of course, she's certainly a part and partner with us on the Start Scale Soar 2025 event that is designed for you. And you've got to register now. Go to Eventbrite and sign up for the Start Scale Soar 2025 event. Octavia, I have Todd on the line. He has a question or comment. Todd, welcome.
Hey, Wanderlyn, you can hear me? Octavia, you can hear me?
Yes.
Taxes. Say yes to profits. Can you talk a little bit about taxes?
Yes, I can talk about taxes all day. Well, here's
me
what
too.
I can tell you. Oh, good. All right. So here's what I'll say. You know, as a entrepreneur, you really want to make sure that you understand your tax structure. You really want to understand what business structure will yield the maximum amount of savings with taxes. It is said that the average small business owner overpay in taxes. And so you want to pay the legal and ethical amount, but not a penny more. You don't want to get the IRS a tip, right? And so you really want to use the tax codes, rules, and regulations to your advantage. There are well over about 250 to 300 tax deductions that we can use, but unfortunately, a lot of business owners are not aware of it. And so you want to have a tax plan that aligns with your business, your growth, and your business structure, whether you are an LLC, whether you are an LLC taxed as an S corporation, whether you are a C corporation. There are so many things that you could do. There are so many ways that you could take advantage of the tax rules and regulations, and you want to make sure that you are set up correctly to do that. And so at Start Scale Soar, my particular session, I'm going to deep dive into some of the tax strategies that business owners can use to, again, pay the IRS the smallest legal amount in taxes. Okay, so here's the thing. I am not saying you're going to pay zero in taxes. I am saying the smallest legal amount that you're supposed to pay and not a penny more. So I'll stop there.
Because you want to maintain profits. So isn't
exactly. Isn't
it true that there are various types of businesses that have various types of tax breaks, even if they're not LLCs or the other one that you mentioned? Like the government is looking for some businesses to flourish more so than other, because to the degree that they contribute to the common good. Isn't that true?
That is very true. Yep, that is very true. But what a lot of people don't understand, which is what I talked about a few moments ago, how to scale your business in a way that even though you are earning X amount of dollars, you're still not having to pay as much as others. That goes wisely.
Okay. I'm going to listen to this off the air, but I want to put this out there. It's sometimes, you may talk about this. A lot of folks don't, but you may. It's sometimes better that you invest your profits to use for your business later on in life in the bond market, mm-hmm. in the bond market, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. it'll contribute better to you being able to pull it when you need it in the future to run the business. If you talk about sure. that, could you bring it up? If not, we don't want to put everybody to sleep. I'll just move on and listen.
Well, no, okay. It's empowering people. It's not about putting people to sleep. Glad you raised those questions. Thanks a lot, Todd. Stay healthy. Yep. Stay connected. Yeah, stay on point. One of the things you were saying, Octavia, is about, making sure that you understand, how to file those taxes and what works best for you. Mm-hmm. And that's why professionals like yourself are the ones that, people should call on. When you talk about start and scaling and now soaring, how does that take place when you have that good foundation and relationship with money?
It starts with a plan. It starts with mapping out step by step what you're going to do. Sometimes business owners will make the mistake of creating a plan, but it's not worth the paper that you put it on because it is so overwhelming that you can't you don't know how to follow it. And so I like to create a strategic, as I call it, strategic financial profit plan, where you literally know what to do every single day, every single week, every single month in your business to reach your revenue and profit goals. You know what to do every single day, week, month, and quarter in your business to pay the smallest amount possible in taxes. But I think it starts with a strategic plan that you can absolutely follow, one that identifies the metrics, one that identifies your key performing indicators, one that identifies the milestones that you must reach, in order to get to that next level. So I feel like it starts with a plan.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I want you to certainly highlight some of the guests that will be a part of the Start, Scale, Soar event.
Yes. So we have Latrice Smith. She is a phenomenal, powerful attorney. She's really going to deep dive into your contract that you need as a business owner. She's going to go over the vision that you need to outline as a business owner in order to scale to that next level, in order to soar in business. We have the phenomenal Candace Holyfield Parker, six-figure spark chick. She is a marketing guru, and so she's going to show you marketing strategies so that it's easy for you to attract the ideal clients, customers, and people that you want in your business. And then we have Hyacinth. Hyacinth is going to talk about wealth, right? Once you've generated a profit, right? Once you was able to say yes to profits, what do you now do? Right? How do you build a legacy for you and your family due to the success of your business? And so Hyacinth is going to deep dive into building that generational wealth, leaving a legacy for years to come. And then, of course, you have myself, Octavia. I'm going to talk about your tax strategy. We're going to discuss your profit plan and making sure that you walk away with step-by-step action items, or as I like to say, money moves that will enable you to scale and soar to that next level.
I love it. Making those money moves for this year and having this event in January, I think is great. An all-star lineup of professional women who have actual experience, skill set, and knowledge. And guess what? All of you are saying, Wandalyn, I want to share it with the community for free. I want to teach. I want to train the community. And that's why we are coming together. Now, tell our audience about registration information. Where do they need to go?
Yes. So you want to go to startscalesoar2025.eventbrite.com. startscalesoar2025.eventbrite.com. Secure your seats. We are almost at capacity. I'm so excited. We was almost at capacity last time. We're back here again this time. So clearly, this is definitely something that is helping the community. So again, please come out and join us. startscalesoar.eventbrite.com.
Thank you so very much for checking in with us. Listen, you can't afford to miss it. So listen, go ahead and register now. Start, Scale, Soar 2025 at Eventbrite. All right? Definitely do so. Octavia, listen, we'll be talking next week as we continue to plan and looking forward to a great time at this event. Love you much and keep doing what you're doing. How can people follow you with Say Yes to Profits? How can people follow you, Octavia?
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Wanderlin. You know, I love you dearly. So people can follow me at sayyestoprofits.com. You can also watch our weekly podcast at sayyestoprofitspodcast.com. And then I am on Instagram at Octavia Connor, and that's Connor with an E-R, Octavia Connor, C-F-O.
Wonderful. Love it. We'll check in with you the next time. All right. And looking forward to January the 25th. It's going to be from 9 a.m. until 12 noon. Get there early. Make sure you register so that we can know, you know, everybody who's coming. And the seats are limited, but we still do have some more space for you. So make sure you go and register. Octavia, start, scale, soar, start, scale, soar. Are you going to join me in singing?
Yes. Ready? Okay.
Okay. Start, scale, 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 soar. Start, scale,
scale, soar.
We need a rehearsal.
No.
I'll talk to you later. Thanks so very much. All right.
All right.
Have a great one. It's going to be a great event, so make sure you sign up and register now. Start, scale, soar. We're going to break, and we'll be back with more on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.